Check, 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 check. One, two. Buckle your shoe. Buckle shoes, anyways. You know? What's that about? That's not real. All right. Let's call
Brandy.
Buckle my fucking shoes. Where are you? Brandy Cyrus. Where are you? What the fuck is happening?
Hello.
Jeez, it took a long time to answer.
I didn't hear it right away for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. My back hurts so bad. Wells, wrong side of 30 is not being good to me.
Told you.
I'm actually straddling it. I forgot.
No, because you're 35 now, right?
Yeah, that's straddling.
No, because you're in your 36th year.
No.
Yeah. Y'all.
This is my 35th year. I'm 35 for a whole year.
Yes, but you're in your 36th year.
You have to let me have this.
No, it's already over. You've reached the precipice.
No, I refuse to admit that.
Also, you know, for the first year of your life, you're not one.
Shh.
You don't, like, technically, when you turn one, you really turn two, right?
No.
Because you've lived an entire year.
If you were turning two when you turned one, it's like I feel like that's saying, like, when you turn a number, it's like saying you've lived this many years.
Yeah, but your entire first year of life is zero, which doesn't make any sense. You should be born.
So when you turn one, though, it's like, yay, you made it a year. You lived a year.
No, I don't know. Time's hard.
It's really hard.
Times are hard.
Yeah.
So what'd you do to your back, though?
Oh, I rode my horse this morning, and she was in a mood. And I rode her for a really long time, and my back hurts.
Well, if she was in a mood, why did you ride her for so long?
Because we're going to a horse show tomorrow. So I had to get in a good, you know, exercise. I had to make her tired so that when we get to the horse show on Tuesday, she's not dragging me around in front of everybody.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
You got to practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's like any athlete, you know? You got to put in the work. Got to put in the work. By the way, not an ad, but totally should be. Have you had these drinks, this maca superfood drinks?
No, never heard of it.
I found it at Erewhon. Have you been to Erewhon?
I have not. I can't believe you shop at Erewhon.
I don't. Okay, here's the problem. There's
then
one.
Then where'd you get it?
At Erewhon.
Well, how did you get it if you don't shop there?
I mean, I have been to Erewhon. Am I saying it right? Is it Erewhon? Erewhon?
It's spelled really weird, but everyone pronounces it Erewhon.
Okay. So there's one like just opened down the street from me. And so for everyone that doesn't live in Los Angeles, because I think this is only where they are at, they're like a more expensive, if that's even possible, Whole Foods.
Yeah, seriously.
So Sarah went there one day, and I think they gave these out, you know, like it's like...
Oh.
And I was like, this is delicious. So then I went online, and your boy just went and bought a bunch, which they are.
Really? You like them that much?
Yeah. I had them shipped to me. It's wheatgrass. Do we think wheatgrass is good for us?
Bleh.
It doesn't taste bad, though. I know what you're saying. Like, I've been to, like, the juice company and, like, been like,
yes.
Oh, those are gross. This tastes like a delicious juice. They're delicious.
Okay. I want to try one. How do I get one? Order it.
Go to Erewhon. So one can gives you 8 ounces of wheatgrass juice shots and 90 milligrams of natural caffeine. And they're only 60 calories.
Oh, you told me with the caffeine. I could use that right now.
Yeah. I love them. So much so that I followed them on Instagram and commented being like, I love these. Thinking that, you know.
You're trying to get it for free.
Yeah. They're not cheap. They're at Erewhon, baby. Anyways, I highly recommend maca. Not an
ad. Okay, I'm going to check it out.
But I do like.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Love that for me. I went to a bridal shower yesterday.
Yeah. I just watched all this on Instagram stories, and yeah. I'm going to need you to explain.
Are you of the opinion that I shouldn't have been there?
Well, usually boys don't go to that, right?
That's what I thought. That is also what I thought, my good friend and co-host.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, this is great. Your boy's going to have a nice day on the golf course because she's at a bridal shower, her bridal shower.
Yeah.
And then I was informed that no boys are allowed save the groom who has to come at the end and present her flowers.
Huh.
And then take all the gifts and schlep them to your trunk and then drive your bride-to-be and all her drunk-ass friends home.
I mean, I've never heard of this, and I've been to some bridal showers, and that's never happened. However, it does sound like a great idea.
It's supposedly a tradition. I was like, I don't know. And I was like, I feel weird doing that, you know? Like, I'm not supposed to be there. And I was informed that, in fact, that is a thing. So if the... So, yeah, maybe the Y of Tears can come to my defense here on this. But also, what an amazing con that would have been if, like, this isn't a thing, but Sarah just, like, got me to be her chauffeur for the day.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking more so to carry all the heavy gifts out.
Which I did.
Yeah.
I was a...
It's genius.
I was a bridal shower Sherpa, you know?
I know.
And every,
if it wasn't a thing before, it's definitely a thing now.
I've created it. And then we had to, like, play a game.
Mm-hmm, I saw that.
It was really fun, actually. I was surprised at how well we did. Because, you know, your boy can't turn down a comedy bet.
Right. Oh, I know.
So I was, a lot of my answers were jokes. Because it was like, where was your first kiss at, location-wise? You know, and then I wrote out and she wrote out and then we showed everybody. And there were a couple that I had to go just... full comedy.
Because you didn't know the answer or because you just wanted to be funny?
I just want to be funny.
Got it.
One was like, what's her favorite vacation spot?
Oh.
And Sarah loves a boat. Okay? She's a big boat
gal. Who doesn't?
She's a big boat gal. Well, a lot of people who get seasick, I suppose. And so I just wrote, any place that has a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, if that bitch didn't write fucking on a boat, I was amazed. I was like, did you fucking cheat? And she was like, no, I just couldn't think of one. And I was like, I couldn't think of one for you either. But she's like, but I do love a boat. And I was like, well, that's true. Very true. But we did pretty good, you know? So we're compatible, I guess.
Very cute. Love that for you guys.
Yeah. One joke that, like, I just made, you know, whatever. I don't know. It's tough because her mom is there. But what's Sarah's favorite thing about Wells? Mm-hmm. And so I wrote my dick. And then I, like, did ellipses and then, like, my smile, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, it's a joke. And I, you know, I was like, you know. And then, of course, her mom.
LOL.
And then, of course, her mom's there. And it's like, ugh. And then, of course, she has some gay friends who are like, prove it!
My mom would have thought that was funny.
Yeah.
My mom's different. I get it.
Tish the dish.
She's different.
She's different. She's built different.
It's true.
There's no groom shower? What's happening here?
No. There's not.
You know, I tell you, if I've learned anything from this whole wedding planning thing, is that the guys really get the shit end of the stick on basically everything.
Well, let's talk about the shit end of the stick women have just in general in life.
Yeah.
Okay, we deserve this. You gotta let us have this.
This is the basket of which you lay all your eggs. The lady gets, like, the expensive piece of jewelry. Guys don't get dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lady gets a big old party thrown for her. Guys don't get a groom shower.
We get a few. We get a few parties.
Yeah, you get the engagement party, which the groom gets to go to. But let's be fair, that's really for the lady.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, like, and bachelorette party obs.
Well, yeah, but we get that.
Some girls even have a separate lingerie shower, I feel.
See, there's that? I didn't even know. Do I have to go to that one? That's what I want
to
go to.
You're definitely not allowed to go to that one.
I want to go to that one. Does everyone get dressed up in lingerie?
No, it's not how it works. Everyone buys the bride-to-be lingerie to wear on her honeymoon.
Ooh. Well, I should definitely go because I should buy something that I would also appreciate.
Yeah. Trust me, the ladies got it handled, though.
I get it. Lingerie is such a silly thing for me. I think for all guys.
Well, it's silly, period.
Yeah, because if we get to the point where we see the lingerie, that means that lingerie is not going to be on for very long, you know?
Totally, and it's really expensive.
It's very expensive. Once you see that, we're trying to get rid of it as soon as humanly
ASAP.
Possible.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
We all know.
Girls should just walk out and naked. That would be the best.
What's the fun in that?
Save some money, I suppose.
That's true.
When it comes to the wedding, let's be fair. The guys aren't making any decisions about that either, you know?
No, zero.
I want to change. Here come a couple.
No.
Yeah, I want to change some things here, okay?
It's not happening.
I want a groom party. Okay?
Can't you just, like, gather your friends and go play golf and call it a groom party and call it a day?
Yes, I can, but I want my other friends to pay for it. I want gifts from my friends.
No.
Pre-gift gifts. Because you got to give a gift for the wedding, but then you also give a gift for the groom's party. I think it's only fair.
Men are not capable of thinking this deeply about gift. Like, it's just not happening.
Well, and also, like, why don't I get any jewelry?
Where's your silicone ring you're so adamant about having?
I don't want that. No, that's cheap. Rolex. Your boy wants a Rolex or something, you know? Something fancy.
Who do you think you are?
I'm trying to make, you know what? I'm the most.
You're spending too much time at the golf club. Listen, that's what I know.
Listen, I am a feminist, okay? And I just want it to be equal for men and women. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Wells. Wells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need a Rolex to wear behind the bar at Bachelor in Paradise.
I need all these fucking schmucks down there to realize how important I really am. I'm not just their server, all right? Your boy's got a Rolex.
Right.
No, they still treat me like shit down there. I gotta go clean up after all of them. There's never enough cups. They leave them strewn about everywhere, and I gotta go walk around the beach and pick them up and then wash them because they don't want to get Montezuma's revenge because that will shut down filming and then no one can get engaged. It's just a lot of pressure for me, you know?
Oh, poor you. Mm-hmm. Poor Wells has to go work on the beach all summer and get a tan and have fun watching people self-explode with their emotions and make bad decisions.
That's right. I'm working real hard on this for the triumphant return of the puppets.
I knew that was going to happen.
Trying to make it happen.
I'm here for that.
Yeah. Everyone loved the puppets, except for the two executives at ABC who have no sense of humor, because it was great. So I'm trying to bring that back. But I was talking to a producer actually today, because I leave tomorrow, by the way.
Ooh.
I love that they announced that this is happening beforehand, so now I don't have to pretend like I'm not there. You know, they always announce it afterwards, and I have to just go dark for a while, and now I can be like, fuck it, you guys all know I'm going to be there, so here we go. But I was talking to a producer today, and I was like, I want to do some weird shit this year. I don't get to be the host. That's fine, but I'm going to start doing some weird shit down there.
What?
I don't know. I was thinking it'd be really fun, to one night in the middle of the night go and, wake everybody up with, pots and pans and, fuck with them for some weird reason. Or I also want to go, on a caper, because there's always, some sort of, weird thing that happens. I want to be a detective this year, go around, with, a magnifying glass and a bottle of vodka and just go and do some weird shit. What do you think about the idea of me waking everybody up in the middle of the night and then making them go do something?
It's not a bad idea.
I don't know. I'm spitballing here.
If you're going to wake them up in the middle of the night, I feel like you got to make them do something crazy.
Yeah. Because it would be fun. Everyone wants a date card, right?
Yeah.
We never have any challenges to get a date card. Everyone's just hoping it happens. So what if we made a challenge, the guys had arm wrestle or do some stupid thing for it?
I think it was on The Bachelorette because it was when Caitlin and Tayshia were hosting. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Katie's season, but they made all the dudes pair up and then do all these really embarrassing challenges. Do you remember that? But then the girls were all listening and watching, and I just remember it being really funny, and you could make them do things like that are just really fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
And they maybe don't think that anyone's watching or listening, but everybody is.
You know, it's funny. We did one of these one year and they cut it. It's too bad. We did a Spanish English translation game, and it was me and Yuki and Jorge were the judges.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a spelling bee, right? So you'd go up and we'd be like, all right, what's the Spanish word for house? You know, someone would have to say casa or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever won got the date card. And that's what happened. Jordan, actually, from New Zealand, got the date card that day. But they didn't air it. And it was so funny. So anyways, I want to do some weird shit like that. So it's
honestly,
yeah,
just a straight up spelling bee
would probably be
so good because nobody would know how to spell anything.
Yes.
Let's be real.
Yes. Let's just showcase how stupid everybody is.
Yeah.
I love the spelling bee idea. Also
spelling bee is good.
Or geography.
Oh, totally.
Can you point out where Ukraine is?
Oh, yeah.
Because in your Twitter bio, you've got praying for Ukraine.
Oh, no.
But you don't even know where it is. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
That's Poland. Close, but no cigar. Or just basic American history.
Oh, I would fail that. I hated history.
Now come on down to the beach.
I would love to go. I've been waiting for their invitation for me to come and do something. Let's be honest. The people consider me part of Bachelor Nation at this point.
Well, you need to date someone from the show.
No, I don't want to do that.
Come on.
Although, so I usually have a rule. I'm on Raya. It's the only dating app that I'm on.
Yeah.
And I have a rule that absolutely no people that have been on The Bachelor. Like, I won't even. Like, on Raya, it's, I don't know how it works on other dating apps, but there's like an X and yeah. like a check. And so you either X them or check them or whatever.
Yeah.
If you've been on The Bachelor, immediate X. But there was one guy that I didn't recognize from the show. I didn't even realize he was on it until I clicked on his Instagram and scrolled down a ways. And he was on it for like, I think a day.
Well, that doesn't really count then.
I don't know. I'm still skeptical. Yeah. It's usually a rule. No bachelum.
I mean, if he was only on the show for one day, how'd he get on Raya?
I have no fucking clue. It doesn't take much these days.
Did you make that rule up after we went on a date?
Unfortunately, yes. To be fair, we did that before you went on the show.
That is true.
So.
And I remember telling you that I was going to do it after we had, like, we just become friendly.
I know, and I was like, you should definitely do it.
No, I think you were against it at first.
Was I?
You made fun of me for it, and I was like, yeah, fair.
Well, of course. But then once we started talking about doing a podcast, I was like, oh, we should definitely go on television.
Well, what I remember is you were like, my boxing instructor's going on this season.
Oh, yeah, James.
James Fuentes.
He did poorly.
Huh?
He did poorly.
Well, everyone did poorly except for Jordan, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch, yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We should start the show, though.
Oh, yeah. We should do that.
We're a quarter of the way in. Is it me or you?
I think it's you.
All right. Bros and Hoes, you're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with...
Wells and Brandy. I have a quick fave thing.
Okay.
We don't do this often. I guess you talk about food sometimes, you know, cooking wells and all.
Yeah.
Do you know, this is not an ad, wish it was. Do you know about this brand of, I think they make like hot sauces, their main thing, pasta sauces, olive oil, called Truff?
Yeah, it's with truffle. It tastes like truffles.
Yeah. It's the most incredible pasta sauce I've ever had in my whole life.
I do not like the hot sauce. I will say that.
Oh, really? I don't like anything hot, so yeah. I'm scared to try the hot sauce. But the first thing I got was actually this, like, truffle. It's their – they have, like a mayonnaise and, like, a spicy mayonnaise. And yeah. I got the mayonnaise for my turkey burgers, bomb.com. And then I got the pasta sauce and made some spaghetti last night, and it was so good. Ooh. So I'm obsessed with everything truff.
Do you like truffles?
Yeah.
I do, too.
So good.
We established last week that I'm a boozy bitch, but
– right.
When we went and were doing our like wedding food tasting, we had four dishes that had truffles in it.
Yum.
And okay, so we got to get rid of one of these because it seems like we're like a little too overboard on truffles, you know? Like we're trying a little too hard to impress people. Like, look, I know about fancy shit. Here's another truffle dish.
I mean, is there anything better than truffle fries? The answer is no.
Yeah, garlic fries.
Truffle fries are good anywhere, anytime, with anything.
But here's the thing. Truffle oil, garbage.
What do you mean?
Like, have you ever had truffle oil? It's like oil.
Like pure.
It just tastes truffle? Like truffles, and it's just like not. You need to have the shaved.
Oh, yeah.
You know, come on. If you're going to go
big. Of course.
Big,
come on.
Big. Yeah, you got to do it. God, yeah, we are bougie. Speaking of Italian food, went to Pizzana the other day. If you're in Los Angeles, or now I think they're opening one up in Dallas now too. Go to Pizzana. It's so good.
I've never even heard of it.
My cooking show, Best in Dough, our head chef and like main judge is Daniele Udetti, who is the owner and chef at Pizzana. And he's from Napoli, and he's the most wonderful little Italian man. He's Mario from Super Nintendo in a real life person. It's amazing.
Oh, fascinating.
And he's got like four stores here in Los Angeles. And they just opened up another one right down the street from us on Ventura.
Oh.
Oh, God. His cacio pepe pizza is...
That's my favorite pasta dish.
It's so good. And his spinaci. Oh, my...
Yummy.
Next time you come out here, I'm taking you to Pizzana.
All right.
And Daniele will come out and he'll be like, it's me, Daniele. You're going to meet him when you see Best in Dough coming out September 27th, I believe, is the air date now.
That's so far away.
So far away. You know what's frustrating about that is
Paradise will also be airing.
It's happening at the same time.
Poor you. You have two TV shows airing at the same damn time.
I know, but it's going to be like nonstop Instagram promotion of like, go watch this now. Go watch this one. Now go watch this one. You know, like, couldn't we separate it? I mean, maybe it's good because I'm just going to be on a lot of TV at the same time, but, you know.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you have some fave things or are we done with the show? What happened here?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I started Stranger Things.
Ooh, what do you think?
I've been seeing a lot of, I don't know if they're tweets, cause I don't know if anybody tweets anymore, but like a lot of social media things, just people just saying that it's so much scarier this season. And I have to agree, it is very scary. Yeah. I can't really watch it right before I go to bed.
For sure.
I don't want to spoil anything, but I don't think this is really spoiling anything, but you know, spoiler alert, maybe. The levitating, the people levitating, and then just all the things that are happening. It's very scary. It's giving me nightmares. I think this needs to be a daytime show for me to finish.
Yeah. Have you finished it?
No. I'm only on episode three because it's so scary. I can't watch it all at once. Or I'm going to have nightmares for the rest of my life.
I need you to finish it so we can talk about the...
You're finished?
Yeah, bro. I finished that shit fucking months ago.
No, it just came out.
I know, but you know. I like the new bad guy and I like what they've done here with it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't like him, but I do like him, and I like how they tied it in, and it's a good twist, and...
I feel like the bad guy reminds me of another bad guy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but is it the what's the guy's name? In Game of Thrones, like the north of the wall, the guy that rides the ice dragon. What's his name?
The Night King.
The Night King. Is it the Night King the guy reminds me of a little?
Maybe.
I don't know why, but he kind of does.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you to find out who he is.
He's so scary.
He is very scary. And it's very much like Freddy Krueger.
He
goes into your like dreams, you know, and like finds out like what scares you or whatnot, or you know, what you're upset about. And then he fucking uses that against you. It's great stuff. I love it. I'm still sticking with the theory, though, that this is all just a D&D game that's being manifested by the players, and that's all it is.
I do think that's a really good theory, and I don't know if it's because you've said it now or if this season they talk about the game more, but now I notice a lot more how much they talk about the video game that everybody plays, you know?
Yeah. The board
game. I don't know. Have they always talked about
the
D&D game this much?
That's how it starts.
Right. But throughout like season 2 and 3, did they talk about it this much?
I don't know because I think that it wasn't cool, at least on season maybe 3. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But I love it. I cannot wait for, I think, July 2nd for it to come back, baby.
What do you mean?
Oh, so you don't even know. That's why I love that. You don't even know. So this, it's not done.
Is it like Ozark? Like it's like half this,
yes,
the part now and then the rest of it's coming out and then that's the end?
I don't know if that's the end, but they've got whatever it is, 8 episodes that you can go watch now, and then it kind of leaves you on a cliffhanger.
I see.
July 2nd, I think, is when...
More come out.
Yeah. Anyways.
Fascinating.
Great stuff. Also,
well, that's great.
I'm caught up in Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's just the best. I'm telling you guys, if you don't even have to like, Sarah doesn't even like Star Wars. It's so fun. In this most recent episode... I can't believe it, but there is a fight between Obi-Wan and Darth. in the third episode. I thought they were going to wait a little bit for that to happen, but no, in the third episode. And my problem is that Darth is just fucking badass, and Obi-Wan Kenobi is just a little bitch. And it's like, dude, you got to kind of, you know, you got to not get ready, stay ready, Obi-Wan. That should have been rule number one in learning the Jedi and learning the Force.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. Great stuff. My only thing is like the stormtroopers. Do you think that they've got like some sort of cooling system inside that armor? Because it's got to be hot, you know. Like every Tatooine and whatever, it's all these desert planets, and these guys gotta fucking schlep around in all this like armor, you know. I just wonder if there's like some sort of like cooling system in there.
I'm sure.
That's what goes through my mind when I watch shows. Yeah. There's something wrong with my brain.
Well, yes.
I mean, that's just the truth, you know. I have a least favorite thing. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Here we go. Okay. Hey, everybody. If you're fucking walking on a sidewalk, okay, in the middle of it, and you've got headphones on so you can't hear anything around you, move the fuck over. Okay. I'm on a run, right, with my dog. So it's a lot of us taking up the sidewalk. And always there's a person walking in the middle. And I'm start stomping real loud so they can hear, oh shit, someone's behind me. I better move out of the way. But if they got those goddamn headphones in, they don't hear shit. And then you go fucking run and you're like, hey, can you move over? Then I gotta run out onto the street with my dog, which is a little scary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fuck, dude. By the way, if you're just walking by yourself, ever choose a side. Okay? Don't take up the middle. Choose a side.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't stand it when people are just like, bro, if you're one person, you're taking up this entire thing, and you just don't give a shit. And this is a problem with the world. No one is courteous to anybody anymore.
No.
Fucking.
People also lack self-awareness in that aspect of, like, their space. It's like, this is equally as frustrating as when I'm at the airport and it's busy and crowded and everyone's, you know, it's a big crowd of people just walking and rushing places, and you're rushing to your gate and somebody in front of you just fucking stops. Just stops in the middle there. Like, no one's behind them, and like, they're not gonna stop all this fucking foot traffic. They just stop because they're just in their own world, and like, oh, where's my water bottle or whatever the hell they're looking for. It's like, move the fuck over to look for your shit.
Yeah. You gotta fucking pull off the highway.
I'm serious. You can't just stop.
No, you never can stop. Ever. Anywhere.
People do it all the time.
All the time. All the time. I'm going to just start running into people. Don't care. Hate you. But yeah, if you're wearing headphones, choose a lane. All right? Just be on the right side. It's fine. Just do that. We started watching Our Father. Have you seen that?
Yeah. I didn't love it. It was kind of boring and kind of slow.
Yeah, but it's just crazy that guy used so much of his jizz.
It's insane.
So much of his jizz. It's so fucked up because if you're all in the same town, then like, it's an inevitability that someone's gonna fuck their brother, you know?
Ew!
I know, but that's what's happening.
No, I know. You know who that guy reminds me of is David Koresh. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
The cult leader from Waco.
Yeah.
That's who this guy reminds me of, only he, like, at least that Koresh guy was like very open and public about what he was doing. Like, he just owned it. And this guy was obviously very secretive about it. But like, literally it got to a point where it seems like, you know, this is such a small town and everybody walking around looks exactly the fucking same.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so creepy.
I know, but like, that guy's a doctor. He should know that like, you can't put that much jizz out into the world, guy. I mean, he must have been cranking it nonstop though.
Ew, so he's so disgusting.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a documentary on Netflix called Our Father. And
I talked about this like over a month ago.
Yeah, okay. So everyone knows.
But you could say it again.
This one girl went on like Ancestry.com or 23andMe or whatever, and then realized she had like 14 brothers. And she was like, what the fuck is going on? And it's because the infertility OBGYN in the town, they thought they were getting donor sperm from resident doctors, but really it was just one doctor just cranking it nonstop and impregnating all these women with his freaking splooge. And
the way you described that.
It's true though, right?
Yeah.
The fuck, man? That's weird.
It is weird. It's honestly, like, I didn't even finish that documentary because it just was giving me the creeps. It's Speaking of documentaries, though, yeah. I know you watched the documentary for The Staircase, but did you ever start the HBO show?
No, have you?
Ooh, yeah. I watched the first two episodes, and it is so good.
Really?
It's, like, pretty dark, which you might know. I haven't seen the documentary, so I don't know what that's like. But it's very dark. It's very graphic. Mm-hmm. Like, the first episode is very bloody, and there's some very disturbing shots. If you don't know what The Staircase is about, I don't know what year it happened. Maybe you do since you watched the doc. But basically, this guy calls 911 because he comes home and finds his wife dead at the bottom of the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm giving anything away. But basically, when the cops show up, it doesn't look like an accident. It looks like a murder scene. And they end up arresting him. And yeah. So I guess I'll find out what happens. But basically, like, the evidence is pointing to...
Her
being killed, yeah. And he's swearing that he didn't. He was an author, and now he's trying to be a politician or something like that. And so he's kind of, like, not super, like, I don't know if he was famous, but he's well known, especially in the town where this happened. I think it was Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah, he was a, like a mystery whodunit author, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that he came home and found her dead. They were, like, having wine out in the garden, and she went inside to go use the restroom, and then when he came in, she was dead, and there was just, like, so much blood. They were like, this is not how, if you just fell down the stairs, like, whatever. But you should watch a documentary.
Well, after I watch the show, I will. I feel like if I watch the doc first, it might, like, ruin the show a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to finish that. And because I love Toni Collette. She plays the wife. And what's his name is the husband? Is it Hugh Grant? And I think it's Patrick Schwarzenegger, right, that plays the son?
Colin Firth.
Oh, Colin Firth. That's right. Is Patrick plays the son?
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. LOL. He and Miley dated for a hot second.
Oh, really?
Way back in the day.
Oh, Sophie Turner's in it.
A lot of big names in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but I don't think he did it.
Do not. You don't think?
I don't think he did it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's looking awfully guilty from where I'm sitting.
Absolutely. I mean, it looks very, very... You got to watch the documentary, though.
Okay.
Dude, come on.
Dude, okay.
Been watching a lot of MasterChef Junior recently, and just let me tell you, that show's great. You know? It's just...
Is it?
It's fantastic. Say what you want, but, like, I love Gordon Ramsay, one. And these little fucking kids are so good. Let me tell you, Sarah and I were talking about this. When we have kids... Many moons from now, we are getting our kid on MasterChef Junior, all right? Because imagine if you had a little kid that, like, loved to sous vide steaks and fucking make, you know, truffle risotto. Sign me up. Don't want to do any work. You do it all, kid. But also,
he's kind of genius.
All these kids, they're all aspiring actors, by the way.
For sure.
And, like, you know, their parents are, like, all momagers and are just we're going to get you in this way or whatever. There's, like, this little girl on this season right now who, like, wears, she's tiny and she's so cute. Like, she is very, very cute little girl. But she wears, like, fucking way too many pearls and she's, like, her hair's always done in, like, a crazy way. And I'm like, this mother is just dressing this poor little girl up and she's just trying to, all of her failures need to now be projected into her daughter to make it on MasterChef Junior. But it's a great show. You should watch it.
I don't know. Maybe. If I'm desperate. Speaking of reality TV.
Yeah.
I saw that Blake finally posted what show he's on. This All-Star Shore. Okay. I never saw Jersey Shore. Is this a Jersey Shore spinoff or what?
No clue. I know it's on Paramount.
Yeah. Which Paramount's on fire right now.
What else they got?
But it's on Paramount, but it says MTV.
Well, I mean, Paramount owns MTV, but I just don't know what it is.
I don't either. How do we find out?
What's it called?
All-Star Shore, the first ever party competition show. How do you compete at partying? That's my question.
Just, is there no teaser video?
I don't know. He just posted this flyer situation 2 days ago. New series is streaming June 29th, so it comes out at the end of the month. Blake on the front of this is killing me. Honestly, this is the perfect thing Blake could ever... This is so Blake Horseman, it's insane. The most Blake Horseman thing Blake Horseman's ever done.
I don't know if we can call it All-Star, because I don't know anybody on this fucking show except for Blake.
Well, I don't know anybody on the flyer, so I don't know who else is on it. Oh, but I would assume they're putting...
I know that girl from... Is it Love is Blind or whatever? Because aren't they dating?
Oh, Giannina, yeah. Is that her on the right?
Yeah, she's in like the purple thing.
It's so photoshopped, I couldn't tell.
Yeah. But I don't know anybody else on here.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I can't wait to watch that and make fun of that. Very excited about that.
Ooh, I'm only going to watch it because Blake's on it.
The next big reality competition series coming to Paramount Plus is essentially Jersey Shore meets Love Island meets RuPaul's Drag Race meets so much alcohol. Premiering Wednesday, June 29th, All-Star Shore will pit 14 international reality stars against one another for a brutal party competition series featuring challenges like Party Pong and Shots and Found. Okay, this is amazing. And so dumb, and I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, knowing your taste in reality TV, you're probably gonna love it.
Well, here's the thing: it's too bad that like I would go on. I'm a hell of a beer pong player.
Well, but can you be single and go on a show like this?
Do you have to fuck, or is it just?
I don't know.
Or is it just you have got a party? If you just got a party, your boy can go. You know.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Like, if it's just like beer pong and bucking.
At your age, do you really think you could hang in the partying department like you used to?
No. I'd come in there with a walker and be like, "Hello, everybody. Back in my day, we didn't call it beer pong. We called it Beirut. And we played with actual beer in the cups." Because you know, kids now, they don't put beer in it because they want to get sick. Did you know that?
No, what do?
They put water in it, and then they drink like a beer on the side, which I'm like, hey, listen, guys, if you're going to go to college, you got to fucking beef up that immune system, okay?
Seriously.
I went to some like party at college, and they were all doing this, and I was like, you guys are a bunch of bitches. And then I was like, it's kind of smart, though, because I'm not going to get sick, you know? But I mean, like in the basement of like those fraternity houses where it's just like
disgusting.
They haven't cleaned that thing since the Civil War.
Yeah, for sure.
The fact that like I survived college is just absolutely amazing.
It is.
The fact that I graduated from it's pretty amazing too.
It is.
I didn't really apply myself, which is surprising.
I'm not shocked
because
by that.
I apply myself to my adult life, but not in college. No.
Huh.
I was just trying to get laid.
Wow.
I didn't do a very good job of it either.
I'm not shocked by that either.
Why? I was a very cool guy.
I don't know.
I mean, you're talking to a guy that could definitely win All-Star Shore, okay?
Maybe 10 years ago, okay?
10 years ago, fuck, I would have killed All-Star Shore. They didn't even call to ask if, you know, they needed a bartender or something. You need a bartender if you're going to have a fucking party competition show.
Something tells me ABC would not have let you do that.
Something tells me that's probably true. Something also tells me that I probably wouldn't say yes. But, you know, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You've
been awfully bored.
That's true.
And I think they filmed it overseas somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, it looked really nice wherever Blake was.
Cannot.
Like, it sounds way better than Mexico.
Can't wait for June 29th. I'm going to watch that during Paradise. Oh, my God. It's going to be so great. Oh, by the way, we finished Under the Banner of Heaven. Very good.
Oh, I was thinking about starting that last night, but I started this Jericho instead.
It's pretty fucked up, though.
Everything I'm watching right now just is very dark.
You know what you should watch then? MasterChef Junior.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Disney thing.
If you want some feel-good shit, MasterChef Junior is pretty great. Right. Except for the part where they inevitably make every kid cry, and then they make one cry a lot at the end because they kick them out.
Maybe I would like that then, because one of my favorite Instagram accounts is that kids getting hurt account.
It's the best.
It's so good.
That is one of my favorite things. Sorry, but it's so great. On TikTok, I posted about it, but like it's my TikTok algorithm is fucking weird. Have I talked to you about how much I love the guy who fixes watches?
Yeah, I think you did.
Oh my
that.
God, it's so satisfying watching this
is
guy
it?
Fix watches. Oh my God, and the tools he uses, they're all like little miniature tools. And oh my God, it's like he gets like this old Rolex from like World War II and it fucking looks like shit and it's all like moldy and, you know, it's been like in the bottom of, you know, Lake Doom for the past 20 years. And then this fucking little Chinese guy comes in there and he just fixes it up and it's fucking amazing. And then the other thing that I love so much, I posted about it today on TikTok, is woodworking guys that just like shave wood, and it's just so satisfying to watch. This is what's happening on my TikTok.
That's very interesting.
That's what's happening on my TikTok, all right? I don't know what that fucking says about me, but I'm watching fucking woodworking dudes shave wood, and it's the most satisfying. So you guys are watching, like, your stupid dance videos or people, like imitating, like, doing kind of dub smash shit. I'm watching woodworking, okay? I don't know what that says about me. In my day, we played
Yeah, it says you're old.
I watched a show called Yankee Workshop, which, by the way, was a great show called Yankee Workshop. Do you remember that?
No.
New Yankee. Was it New Yankee? Old Yankee Workshop? It was just a woodworking dude. Loved it. It was like on PBS back in the day. Oh, we got to look that up. Oh, my God.
I don't think I need to watch that.
Hi, I'm Norm Abram. Welcome to the New Yankee Workshop.
Oh!
Today, we're going to build a bow front chest of drawers. The antique that inspired it, we found at Old Sturbridge Village in Sturbridge, Massachusetts. The original was built by a local cabinet maker in the early 19th century.
Dude, fucking Norm over here making cabinetry, and I loved it. The show is called New Yankee Workshop. Was obsessed. And no one that's listening to this podcast knows what the fuck I'm talking about, but let me tell you what. Norm Abram, fucking legend, okay?
Wow. You're probably going to cut the ad part of that, but there was just an ad for some like home improvement thing. And it reminded me of something that I wanted to ask the wife tears.
Okay.
So I came across on my Explore page on Instagram, this countertop paint. Mm-hmm. So I love my house so much, but like one of the things I hate about it the most are the countertops. They are so dated. They're like an ugly brown marble. It just does not go with my aesthetic. And I've just been thinking like how dreamy my kitchen would look if it had white countertops, or like my, you know, ultimate would be marble countertops. And so I'm sure my phone has heard me talking about this. Guys, there is a marble countertop paint. And all of the before and afters on this Instagram account look freaking incredible. This paint's like, the paint kit's like $200, and I want to know what the freaking catch is. So I need to know if anyone out there has used this countertop paint and had good luck with it. I need some intel. I also need a volunteer to do this for me because I'm not artistic in any way, shape, or form. Like I can't paint. And because it's marble, like I can do the base part. It's just like the white paint, but then you have to go through and like draw the like veins in the marble,
I've seen that. Yeah.
I need to know if anyone out there has experience with this, because I watched the entire 40-minute long YouTube video on how to do this, and I can't believe I sat through that whole thing. And it doesn't look that hard, but I know myself and I know my lack of artistic ability.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be able to do this. So I need a volunteer. I will pay you.
All right.
But I need someone to help me, and I need to know if this stuff actually works. So if anybody out there, I think it's called Gianni Inc. is the brand. If anyone out there has used their marble paint for a countertop kit, I need to know. I need my kitchen to look like that.
Why don't you just get real marble?
Because it's so expensive.
Yeah, but just don't be poor, you know?
I'm going to need some more podcast listeners if I'm getting real marble.
Yeah. Sarah and I have started a new thing. I think it's going to catch on. I'm pretty excited about it. So I don't know if you've ever noticed that like in like 80s movies and like 90s movies when there will be like, you know, someone bullying someone else. Like it happens in Stranger Things when they're bullying 11 at the new school.
Ugh,
you know,
I hate that scene. Yeah.
Like bullying her, and then like someone says something mean to her, and then they're like, yeah, good one. Like high five, you know, and they're like super pumped about like the diss that they did to somebody. Mm-hmm. And we were watching, I was like, this never happens in the real world. Even when people are bullying someone, no one's like, and it's like, yeah, your mom's so fat. Oh, good one. High five. No one does that. But you know what? We could do it. So Sarah and I have decided that we're going to start doing it. All right. We're just going to fucking have like harsh ripping burns on folks and then high-fiving and fucking like pretending to be bullies, but then not really being it. And I think you can jump in if you want to be involved in this too. I think it's going to be fun. You know?
I'll do my best.
I just like the idea of like, I'm just going to be thinking about sick burns constantly.
Like what?
Like your mom, you know? Good one. Nice one. Oh, yeah. I thought good. Yeah, your mom.
Oh, my God.
I think, yeah, I'm going to bring back your mom.
Okay. You do that. You're just showing your age is all you're doing over there.
I mean, look, it's all coming back around. Your mom was a great burn back in the day, and it's going to be a great one now in 2022.
Oh, no.
All right.
We're going to lose listeners.
Maybe so, but you know what? I can only be me.
That's true.
A tiger can't change his stripes, guys.
Oh, boy.
And I just can't. I just got to be me. Your boy's got to be me.
True. True. You know what we got to start thinking about soon?
What's that?
Halloween costumes.
Sheesh. By the way, have you heard that sheesh is a thing? People say sheesh all the time now.
They do.
Yeah, it's like a new like Gen X thing. Is that or Gen Z?
I don't know.
Gen Z, whatever. The new kids are. They always say they're saying sheesh sheesh. I've been hearing it, so I got.
I don't know. Well,
fucking ask voice note Noah right now. Ask her if sheesh is a thing. Ask her if sheesh is a thing. Say, do people say
I'll
sheesh?
Ask her. I'm gonna see her tomorrow. I'll ask her.
Ask her. I'm telling you, it's a thing.
Okay, I'm gonna find out.
Oh, Halloween costumes.
Yeah, we gotta start thinking about that. It's coming up. Coming up.
Well, Sarah and I already know what we're doing.
How do you already know?
Because we're fucking awesome, okay? Yeah, so.
Fine.
No pressure, but don't fuck it up.
I spent months bedazzling my costume last year, so I definitely need to, like, know a few months in advance in case I need to do that again.
Yeah.
Gotta start thinking about it.
Got to. It's the most important day of the year.
It is. Halloween's my favorite holiday, and it's coming up. You know, 5 months seems like a long time, but it's not. Mm-hmm. June, July, August, September, October. 5 months. And then before you know it, it's freaking Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and then New Year's, and then before you know it, it's a whole new year.
Yep. It is.
Once June happens, the year's just over.
Oh, yeah. Summer, like, just started, but doesn't make
it any... actually hasn't even started yet.
I thought it starts on Memorial Day.
No, I think it's June 21st or something.
What?
Let me look. I just looked it up the other day, actually.
We've talked about this before. Summer is the beginning of May.
Well, it feels like summer. Well, but that's... yeah. So summer 2022 starts Tuesday, June 21st, and ends September 22nd.
September is not summer. September is fall. You know?
It feels like it. It does feel like it.
It's because summer is when school isn't happening. And school isn't happening. Generally, you'd get out like mid-May and then you go back in mid-September, right?
I know.
That's summer.
Yeah, I when I was in school, we started in August.
Yeah, okay.
Like end of August, I think.
I don't understand. Why don't they just do it? I don't know. Anyway.
Not sure.
You got any musics?
I don't know if you're going to love this, but Post Malone put out a new album, finally. Like, where the heck has he been?
I love Post Malone. I went on a whole rant about how I think he's the greatest guy in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, because he's so nice or whatever.
Yeah. But he
on SNL.
So nice. He looks like he's...
What did he perform on SNL? Do you remember?
No. What do you want to listen to from 12?
Let me 12 pull her up.
Toothache.
Oh, that's such a Post Malone album title.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think that those teeth, can he take those teeth out?
I don't know. Those just sounds like he might have to go to the dentist and like get them removed.
It just seems like, you know what?
Right?
Like, sometimes when you get like tinfoil in your mouth and it like reacts to like your fillings and you're like, ugh, there's like fucking magnets in my mouth and I don't like this.
Why do you have tinfoil in your mouth?
I'm just saying like, you know how, or sometimes you'll put like a fork in and it'll feel it in your fillings or whatever and you're like,
that never happens to me.
Fuck you, man. Your mom.
Play Wrapped Around Your Finger.
I like it.
It's a vibe. Did you know Muse has a new song out?
No.
Crazy.
I saw some Lord Huron got released.
Ooh, I love Lord Huron. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Ooh, Vance Joy put out, it looks like an EP.
You ready to play one of them?
Yeah, Every Side of You.
You want to go out on it?
Sure.
All right. Yeah, I'm jumping on a plane to Mexico. Mañana. Should be good. Excited about it. It'll be interesting to see if this show suffers, because either I'm going to have a lot of free time to watch TV when I'm not bartending, or they're going to work me to the bone and I'm not going to have anything. I don't know what's going to happen.
Can't wait to hear about it.
What are you going to be doing for the next month or so?
I'm going to a horse show tomorrow.
Oh, good
and
luck.
And then for a week. And then after that, I'm going on that trip with my mom and sister.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm very excited about.
So jealous.
And then I've got a show on 4th of July, or not 4th of July, on 4th of July weekend. I have a gig, which I'll tell you guys about in a week or so. And that's all I got so far.
Nice.
Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, good luck tomorrow. Hope you and Stargirl win. Take
home. Well, Stargirl and I are road tripping up to Kentucky tomorrow, so we don't start showing till Wednesday. But thank you so much.
All right. Get up to the Kentucky. Win now.
Get old Kentucky.
Get up there and win that shit in the old bluegrass state. You know? Giddy up, young Stargirl.
Oh, God.
All right. Adios, amigos. Next time you hear my voice, I will be in Mexico. Okay, bye.
Bye. Love Vance Joy.
He's great. Very tall in person.
Really?
Yeah, I want to say he's like 6'5". Let's look it up, actually.
Damn, that is tall.
Yeah, when I met him, I was like, man, this guy's fucking tall. And, you know, your boy's tall. 6'4".
Wow.
Oh, you know who I was thinking of, though? Hozier.
Oh, he's tall?
6'6".
Jeez.
These fucking guys. They get to be talented and tall? No, thank you.
Really not fair.
Probably big dicks, too.
God.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.